Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. Haifa is also sunny, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ma'ariv reports just in that the IDF has issued a rare message to Gazans, warning them against Hamas's actions near the yellow line. Also, from Israel Hayom, a member of the Eisenkot party has caused a stir by suggesting up to 30% of ultra-Orthodox might be exempt from conscription in the next government. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reveals that former MK from Otzma Yehudit will run in the Likud primary, with PM Netanyahu praising him. Separately, Ynet informs us that the IDF has identified the grave of Shlomo Haimson, a soldier killed 78 years ago during a British detention camp escape. And finally, JNS reports that Israel is preparing for the Perseid meteor shower, with expectations of seeing up to 150 meteors per hour. Here's what people are saying online. Leslie Kajomovitz, commenting on the situation in Ceuta, noted just minutes ago that everything has returned to normal, according to Pedro Sanchez and his government. Ynet Global, posting earlier today, expressed growing concern for a missing Israeli mother and daughter who failed to board their flight home from Prague. Avigdor Lieberman, a notable Israeli politician, wrote earlier today about his visit to southern Israel and shared concerns over a new American base near the Gaza border. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's unusual message to Gazans, Mardiv reports that the coordinator of government activities in the territories is urging residents to avoid listening to Hamas, which encourages them to approach the yellow line. This comes amid a period where targeted assassinations have been avoided. The warning highlights growing tensions and the potential for escalation. Turning to politics, Israel Hayom highlights a controversy within the Eisenkot party. Former Shin Bet chief Yoram Cohen suggested that up to 30% of ultra-Orthodox individuals might receive conscription exemptions in a future government. This statement has sparked debate, particularly regarding the integration of ultra-Orthodox communities into broader Israeli society. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel covers a political development as former Otzma Yehudit MK Almog Cohen prepares to join the Likud primary. Prime Minister Netanyahu praised him as a warrior, making exceptions to allow his candidacy. This move signals Netanyahu's continued support for far-right figures within his political circle. Next, Ynet reports a historical revelation. The IDF has identified the grave of Shlomo Haimson, a soldier killed while escaping a British detention camp in 1948. This identification brings closure to his family, who have long awaited this confirmation. And finally, from JNS, excitement builds for the Perseid meteor shower. Ideal conditions promise a spectacular view of up to 150 meteors per hour. This natural event offers a rare opportunity for Israelis to witness a celestial spectacle. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reveals that Cellcom has seen a surprising increase in subscribers, adding 70,000 mobile and 22,000 fiber subscribers over the past year. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that the Bank of Israel has halted a significant compensation package for Bank Leumi's CEO, canceling options worth 1 million shekels. And finally, KeyTech informs us that Israel's defense ministry is seeking new technologies to detect drones via cellular networks, inviting developers to contribute innovative solutions. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.